ABC Radio Australia.
COVID-19 operations have come to an end in Papua New Guinea's National Capital District. The health authority there says it has made the unfortunate decision to stop vaccinations, treatment and testing because of lack of money. Workers have even been barred from entering the COVID facility because management haven't kept up with payment. And to add insult to injury, the expert medical equipment is stuck inside. Dr. Stephen Yenny is the chief executive officer of the health authority and spoke to Dubrovka Volodar about the issue.
Our plan, basically now because of the shutdown of Ritalin complex by PNG Sports Foundation, because of the outstanding, you know, payment issues, we will not be able to operate any more, you know, vaccination and other surveillance and testing activities at the Ritalin indoor complex. Effectively, that basically stops our operation for, you know, vaccination and the surveillance and testing at Ritalin. And compounded with that one is the outstanding liabilities that need to be settled to all the service providers, and including also our staffs with their salaries as well.
Mm-hmm. So there's money that you are owed?
That's correct. So owed to service provider in terms of, you know, higher vehicles, any other related, you know, service provider cost that we need to be able to settle that one going forward. That's the first critical issue. The second issue now is that we've got 6 months to go. We've got the national election that is about to be conducted on the 4th of July in this country. Now, we've already developed a backup plan to look at, you know, operating COVID not within the cities of Port Moresby, but to be more manageable within our health facilities in the city. So that plan itself, we need a budget and a funding to be able to, you know, get that plan effective and operational in the coming weeks. So basically scaling down COVID operation in NCD and all the pop-up sites basically for our vaccination is basically to put together the budget submission to fund the liability and fund the plan to run the COVID program and vaccination for the next 6 months for NCD.
Mm-hmm. And so it will affect vaccinations, surveillance and testing. So where can people go instead if they need those services?
Well, as far as COVID operations is concerned with NCD PHA, all the pop-up sites in NCD in terms of vaccination are closed effectively as of Friday. Now, we have signed off partnership agreement with our partners in NCD. That includes ISOS, Oil Sets, Aspen Medical, AIA New Guinea, and the Motu Koetabu. They're all doing vaccination throughout the city in their own respective, you know, static clinics and facility. Motu Koetabu is doing more of mobile clinic within the city. So we've discussed with them to help NCD PHA maybe set up two or three static sites in NCD, particularly like Ritalin, not Ritalin, at Vision City or other bigger supermarket sites in Port Moresby. So they can continue the vaccination because they are not part of NCD PHA. They are our partners that we've signed a partnership agreement with them, and we are supporting them with the rollout of vaccines on a daily basis, which is effectively still working good as far as, you know, the report that I've got today from our the cluster leads for vaccination for NCD.
Mm-hmm. And will that be free for people, free of charge?
Yes, vaccination is free in Papua New Guinea. No clinics or private facility are allowed to charge vaccination.
And if people get really, really sick with COVID, will they still get treatment at the hospital?
Well, definitely, yes. If they are sick, they can go and see the nearest facility in NCD or up at Port Moresby General Hospital or all the bigger private facility in NCD, and then they can get the required help that they needed. For us, we are not doing testing. That's the big challenge. We really wanted to start off with testing and other surveillance that we needed to because of the risk of the gathering during election rally, which have already started since March, April this year.
So this decision could really pose a risk to the population?
It poses a great risk to the community. The community is already at risk because of the, you know, non-compliance to the nuclear passing protocol throughout the country. So if you have wild pockets of COVID virus anywhere in the communities, you might have a fourth chance either during the election or post-election or during the counting period of the election.
So what do you think should happen?
We are willing to operate a COVID facility operation in NCD, but we are asking for help in terms of to fund the program, settle the liabilities, and then we can continue to manage it at a more manageable level within our facility. All those important issues with manpower are very critical as far as, you know, managing COVID is concerned.